This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Protocol for Life Balance supplement product line. Protocol's mission is to provide top-quality supplements at affordable prices. Protocol offers 50 years of expertise, providing formulations based on the latest advances in nutritional science and incorporating trademarked ingredients that have been tested for efficacy in clinical trials and laboratory studies. I'm so confident in their products that I've included many of them in my Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Protocols. Protocol for Life Balance is only available through licensed practitioners, so ask your doctor or healthcare professional for it by name. You can get them at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein you get to pose your questions. Anything is grist for the mill, as long as it relates to nutrition or medicine, natural health. And the destination for questions is radioprogram@AOL.com. Also, you can pose questions via our website at drhoffman.com. Slightly different way we handle those. We answer those questions on the air during my weekly radio program. Go to our homepage at drhoffman.com and you'll see a rectangle on the right side of the page. And if you click on that rectangle, it's not yet mobile enabled, so you need a PC or Mac for that. You can then record your question and we'll answer it on the air. But for now, we're answering email questions, so Layla, what's our next question?
We have an email from Mike. Mike asks, what do you think of cordyceps mushrooms in the treatment of MS? Specifically, because mushrooms include immunity enhancers, would that not make it effective for MS? I guess MS being autoimmune, you don't necessarily want to enhance immunity or?
Well, this is an interesting question. This goes back to something that I try to clarify, which is that the immune system is not like a dimmer switch, you know, where it, you know, pull it down and the lights go dim and push it up and the lights go bright. The immune system is sort of like, if you can imagine a dimmer switch, not in two dimensions, but in 100 dimensions, little thought experiment, there's like so many different parameters of immunity that when you use a quote immune enhancer, sometimes it helps conditions which are thought to be an over-exuberant immune reaction. So an immune enhancer may actually check the over-exuberant immunity, if you kind of follow my thought on that. So what's interesting, why did this person pick cordyceps out of a hat? You know, it's like there's a million different things you could pick for MS.
There's an effective compound in there called Gilenya.
Yes.
Almost That's sounds like a Russian word, Jelenya.
Jelenya.
My name is Jelenya.
Yes. It does. You could just see the peasant blouse and the babushka. Jelenya. My name is Jelenya. Okay. Well, that's what it's about, is that actually headline. Effective, this is from the National Institutes of Health. Effects of Cordyceps sinensis on the treatment of experimental multiple sclerosis. It's a 2017 paper, and it's from China, which makes sense because it's a traditional Chinese medicine. But they say, as a traditional Chinese medicine, Cordyceps sinensis possesses a variety of immunoregulatory properties. I like that word better than immune enhancing.
Yes.
Immunoregulatory. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it affects immunity, but it may also regulate immunity. It might enhance your immunity to infections, help fend off infections, but it might also regulate over-exuberant autoimmunity.
Right.
This study aimed to explore the therapeutic potential of cordyceps in a mouse model of multiple sclerosis. And they say, our preliminary study demonstrated that cordyceps efficiently alleviated this mouse model of multiple sclerosis and thus indicating its effectiveness in the treatment of murine. This is a mouse model of multiple sclerosis.
Okay.
Our findings strongly support the therapeutic potential of this agent as a new traditional Chinese medicine approach in MS treatment.
Wow.
So, now, this is all interesting, and for two reasons. One, from a traditional Chinese medicine perspective, we might say, use cordyceps. Mm-hmm. From a big pharma perspective, they might say, well, that's really interesting. So let's find out what is in cordyceps that we can copy and turn into a very profitable drug.
Okay.
And that's how a lot of drugs are developed, is they say, they'll go to the Amazon, they'll say, well, these Amazon Indians seem to be treating their parasites with this, you know, this thing from a tree, and like, what's in there? And then, of course, we can't get people to, you know, have, you know, tree bark for their parasites, so we'll make it into a, you know, we'll refine it, we'll find what exact compound is really the active ingredient.
We'll patent it,
and
make
lots of money, get the FDA to approve it. So that's, I think, what is that, Gilenya?
Gilenya.
Gilenya is maybe that experimental agent that's based on cordyceps.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we know that people with MS should be taking cordyceps? Certainly, doesn't seem to be contraindicated.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's making a good point, is, you know, we wouldn't want to overstimulate the immune system of somebody with
you
MS.
You want the Goldilocks effect, just
you want
right.
Immunoregulatory effect.
Yes.
Which appears it has the potential to do. So, do I use this in MS? No. As a result of becoming aware of this, it's on my radar screen. I think mm-hmm. I'd want to see more studies. If additional studies support the use of this and it's safe and effective. By the way, this is not human studies, I don't mm-hmm. believe yet. So, we've cured mice with all kinds of conditions.
Mm.
We make fat mice thin. We get paralyzed mice to walk. We cure Alzheimer's in mice.
We do all kinds of things.
We reverse the aging process.
Yes.
But it sometimes doesn't necessarily carry over to people.
That's true. Very thoughtful question.
Yep. Great. All right. Let's pause now because we want to allow one of our sponsors to share a vital message with you. So please listen up.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Thanks so much for listening, and thank you for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. So now, back to our questions. What's our next question, Linda?
We've got an email from Bo. Bo asks, can you guys talk about this documentary? This documentary is called What the Health? Now, I've not watched this documentary. Have you?
And I confess to not watching it.
Yes.
And I deliberately didn't watch it because I heard about it,
mm-hmm.
and then I read the reviews of it.
Yes.
And the reviews were terrible.
Yes, and that's the same reason I didn't watch it. In addition to, when I found out who wrote the documentary, they were written by animal rights activists. I have nothing against animal rights activists. But a lot of the science was junk and skewed and cherry-picked.
So it's a polemic.
It's a polemic.
Yeah.
It's a polemic, yes.
Right.
They claim that the vegan diet is the answer to preventing and treating all chronic disease.
Right.
Number two, they claim that meat, dairy, eggs, and fat are the cause of all of these chronic diseases.
Right.
This is not so. And there is reams and reams of research to show otherwise.
Does it have something to do with forks over knives, or is that...
Probably.
Okay.
Might be related to the same... I think forks over knives is more the Physicians Committee
for Responsible Medicine, which is a vegan front group.
Right, right. These are more from animal rights activists. I did read an interesting critique of this by a vegan registered dietitian,
right,
who also took them to task.
Right.
About the junk science, the cherry picking,
and
you've
got to give that person credit, because
Absolutely. That
person has more fidelity to science.
Yes.
And
than to her veganism.
Right. And she
and
probably,
her animal rights,
probably
yeah.
believes that veganism is healthy, and it
yes.
is. It can be healthy.
It can be.
But the movies like this sort of bastardize that concept
yeah.
by being overly simplistic and, frankly, mm-hmm. lying.
Yes, that's true.
Distorting the evidence.
Right. So, Bo, that's why we didn't watch it. Okay. All right.
I mean, it's, I've actually gotten past.
Uh-huh.
When I was a kid and I'd go to a movie and it was horrible, I'd really feel terrible.
Oh.
But, so disappointed. But these days, I don't even mind seeing a movie that's terrible, because it actually
that's a waste of $10. What is it, $12, $14 now?
It's a waste, and a waste of money, but at least it's sometimes thought-provoking. You know, it's
yeah.
like you go into it and you sort of, it's like reading a bad study and critiquing it. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's like, what's wrong with this? Why does this suck?
Why does this suck? Let me count the ways.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We have an email from Terry. Oh, this is great. Dr. Hoffman.
It's one of the reasons I watch the Giants from time to time, too, the New York Giants.
Oh, okay. Do they suck? Oh, I don't follow sports at all.
Oh, okay.
So, okay.
Well, fortunate for you.
Terry writes, "Dear Dr. Hoffman and Layla, can you please..."
You could say the same thing about Mets fans.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We're going to get in trouble.
We're going to
lose half our audience.
Because now I'm going to talk about Bucky Dent, which is, every 13-year-old girl of my generation was in love with Bucky Dent. I think he was on the Mets, or was he on the Yankees? I don't even remember anymore. But that was the reason to like baseball at the time.
Okay.
Anyhow, getting to Terry's email here. Can you please break down the magnesium products offered at Fullscript and speak about the specific uses for each one? I'm not sure which ones would be most beneficial for me. I'm 65 years old, have trouble falling asleep, and have lower back pain from bulging discs.
Just yeah. parenthetically, and this is our free association, there's some good studies now on CBD for low back pain.
Yeah.
Cannabidiol. And
yeah.
I keep saying this, but eventually it'll happen, is one of our sponsors will be CB Sciences, which makes a very quality line of CBD products.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very excited to have them aboard, because CBD is, the nutraceutical of the decade. Whereas maybe CoQ10 was the
wow.
nutraceutical of the 90s, this I think is going to, and nicotinamide riboside is the, the most recent exciting nutrient. I think CBD is with very wide applications to pain and anxiety
yeah.
and sleep.
Insomnia,
and
yeah.
Irritable bowel, colitis, you name it.
Okay. Shouldn't be putting lithium in the water for people who are anxious and depressed.
Oh.
Lithium in the water instead, into water systems.
That's, no.
No, that won't be. That might be the next decade, but we'll see.
Well, unless we're all bipolar by then.
By then, right, right. So all the different kinds of magnesium we have, we can go down the list.
Okay.
Terry's having trouble sleeping. He's 65 years old.
So we actually want something more on the brain,
yeah.
working on the brain and
yeah.
the nerves. So what does that?
We like magnesium L-threonate, which
right.
is found in protosorb.
Protosorb magnesium.
Protosorb magnesium. Yep. That's very beneficial for that.
Who makes that?
I believe it's Protocol.
Okay. I think so.
I think it's Protocol. Don't hold me to that. But you will find it at Fullscript.
Okay.
Another form of magnesium... I like reacted magnesium. This may also be helpful
mm-hmm.
for any kind of back pain, because it's a combo
of
different types.
We're happy to say that for a while you could not get Jigsaw magnesium on Fullscript. It's back.
It's back.
Yeah, it's back.
Yeah. yeah.
And it's under magnesium SRT,
mm-hmm.
which is a slow release form of magnesium that doesn't cause a lot of GI upset, and it's very bioavailable.
Yeah.
But that's more for, it's not so much directed to the brain, although it will help somewhat for
yeah.
calming effects.
But it's more magnesium malate, the malate form of
which is more for muscles.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So that might be helpful.
For cardiovascular, we like magnesium taurate because taurine is an antihypertensive and antiarrhythmic. Mm-hmm. So magnesium taurate can go kind of high on that, you know, 2, 4, 6, 8 capsules a day. For constipation, take magnesium citrate.
Citrate, absolutely.
Oh, this is funny. I had a patient today. She said, I started taking magnesium because I was anxious. And I said, what type are you taking? She said, magnesium citrate. I said, no, that's the wrong kind. She said, oh, that's why I've been going to the bathroom that much.
Yeah, exactly. So for anxiety, we do like Protosorb.
Okay.
Magnesium, again, that's helpful. There's another magnesium, Magnesium Complete. On Fullscript in your pharmacy there for migraine.
Okay.
It could be helpful there. Although, I
what type of magnesium
add,
is that?
It's several different forms.
Okay.
It's like the spectrum of magnesium.
Okay.
To help with that. But I would still add Protosorb to that.
Okay.
It's good because it's migraine. It's
Sometimes you have patients take a little bit of one and another together. You know,
exactly.
Say they have fibromyalgia. We know that some of that's in the brain, so we might recommend Protosorb magnesium one twice daily, plus a little bit of SRT, the jigsaw magnesium, which is magnesium malate, which actually used to be proposed as a treatment for fibromyalgia because the malic acid seems to get into the metabolic pathway that is affected in the muscle aches of fibromyalgia.
You know what? It's interesting that some people have trouble absorbing the magnesium that they're taking, or it takes a long time for them to feel an effect.
Yeah.
Certain people.
Yeah.
I remember you used to do a Myers cocktail.
Oh, sure.
Which was
intravenous
very
magnesium. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that for some people, they are metabolically incapable of sustaining high levels of magnesium. They just leak magnesium. They have a propensity to lose magnesium, particularly in anxiety states, I've noticed, or in illness states.
They're really burning through it.
Right.
Because those are stress.
Or patients who have chronic diarrhea, they're just losing magnesium.
Yeah. Okay. So Terry, these are the different forms of magnesium. You could go to drhoffman.com, go to the store. You can take a look at all of that yourself.
Yep.
And decide what you want
it's
to get.
It's all via our online dispensary.
Yes.
Fullscript.
Yes. We have an email from Meyer. Hello, love your podcast. Listen every week. Thank you for the great insights. I'm a 54-year-old male, and for the last 10 years, I've gotten annual blood testing, which has shown low testosterone. I've been asymptomatic, though.
Mm-hmm.
This time, my T went down to 180.
Okay, but that's definitely low, because the cutoff is about 200.
But my free T was 9.
That's very low.
Yeah. I'm now starting to show symptoms of disturbed sleep, decreased energy, less desire.
Yeah.
My urologist is hesitant to begin testosterone therapy, with one of the reasons given that testosterone therapy is contraindicated in those with untreated sleep apnea, obstructive sleep apnea.
That's interesting.
Although he didn't explain to me why.
Okay. I'll tell you why, because it's simply this, is that men have more sleep apnea than women.
Yeah.
And so the idea being that sleep apnea is a hormonally deterministic condition.
Mm-hmm.
However, the benefits of testosterone in helping, he didn't say anything about his weight or anything like
nope.
that.
He's 54. That's all we've got
okay.
here.
Yeah. Because if he's, you know, overweight, testosterone helps men be more energetic, exercise more.
Yeah.
And
retain muscle mass better.
Yeah. And it will help metabolic syndrome. It will help to help some men to lose weight.
Yeah.
So the benefits might outweigh the downsides there.
Mm-hmm.
And
the urologist is also hesitant to start testosterone therapy unless he has a prostate biopsy first, even though his PSA is in the normal range.
What is
that about?
That is what's called defensive medicine in the United States in 2018. And it's really...
That's just invasive for no reason.
It's invasive and abusive, actually.
Wow.
And it's solely for the protection of the doctor and also to some extent to the enrichment of the doctor because you get, you know, you can charge a fee for a biopsy. I think that is conservative to the extreme, and I suggest that he go to another urologist because
get
I think that's
opinion.
Not a consensus view in the urology community.
I've never heard that.
No.
Yeah, it's that's.
And I mean, mm-hmm. I've put probably hundreds of men on testosterone. Mm-hmm. Never a problem, knock on wood.
Yeah, with good benefits.
Without a biopsy, but mm-hmm. with some caution about PSAs. I mean, if a man's got a PSA of like, 5.2, I'm not going to start testosterone without a full urological checkout, just to make sure that there's nothing going on there.
So Meyer is asking, pending the results of a sleep study that he's doing, is there anything I could do nutritionally or with supplements to increase my T?
There's a whole discourse about, get adequate sleep. Mm. Eat a diet that is relatively low in carbohydrates and moderate amounts of protein and fat.
Stand with your hands on your hips. It will automatically increase your testosterone, aka your confidence.
Okay.
As well.
Be in a city that wins a Super Bowl or a World Series.
Right.
That'll increase your testosterone.
Do squats. Squats are a great exercise for increasing testosterone.
Have a job where you don't feel defeated every time you go to work.
Yeah.
Because that kills your testosterone.
Yeah. Don't drink. Don't smoke pot.
Okay.
Two killers of testosterone
there. Yes.
So those are things as well.
But the strength training as opposed to aerobic training.
Yeah.
I don't think this guy is guilty of excessive aerobic training. He's not a marathon runner, but marathon runners and long distance cyclists sometimes have lower testosterone.
What do you think of things like maca and tribulus and what's the other one? Horny goat weed, or is that something akin to Cialis or not testosterone?
I don't think
fenugreek.
Yeah, I don't think they do much.
Yeah. Not the same.
There's some studies that suggest that zinc may be supportive of testosterone, but only if your zinc is low.
That.
If your zinc is low, then you're going to get some
benefit
from zinc.
Yeah.
But if your zinc is okay, mm-hmm. I mean, I think a fairly high percentage of people on crappy diets don't have enough zinc.
Yeah.
But most of our audience, they're taking multivitamins and they are on decent diets and they're getting adequate zinc. But if your zinc is low and you take 30 or 60 milligrams of zinc, you're going to get maybe a boost in your testosterone. But probably not enough. This guy, in our office, this guy would be a candidate for testosterone.
Yeah.
And I would take suitable precautions. Mm-hmm. Sure, get a sleep study. But, I don't think that sleep apnea is an absolute contraindication to testosterone. There's also some concern that men who have severe heart problems may not be ideal candidates for testosterone. But I think mostly testosterone helps the pumping action of the heart.
Yeah.
It helps to reverse metabolic syndrome. Generally, it'll improve the lipid profile. And studies show that it's safe for heart patients. Most studies now have pushed back against the assertion that testosterone is contraindicated in people at cardiovascular risk. Certainly people with sleep apnea have some more cardiovascular risk.
I would ask Meyer if he's taking a statin.
Okay.
That could deplete testosterone.
That can sometimes deplete testosterone.
You don't have the substrate.
It's the building block for the steroid molecules that are the precursor to sex hormones.
Would you give a man with low testosterone DHEA?
Yes, DHEA could help a bit, but we've seen sometimes that DHEA can raise testosterone. Or sometimes does not raise testosterone. Depends. Mm. Everybody's slightly different in their metabolism.
Right. DHEA
helps libido, but it doesn't do some of the other things that testosterone does. DHEA is sort of a mild equivalent of testosterone in some ways.
Definitely vitality hormone, right?
Certainly psychological well-being to some extent. And to some extent, it's a little anabolic.
Yeah. Okay. So Meyer, please get a second opinion. Go to another urologist.
And there's some urologists who actually specialize more in testosterone replacement.
Mm. Okay.
And so they're going to do it in a safe and prudent way.
Right.
But this is actually controversial in the field of urology. There's a whole spectrum of opinions in urology. Some urologists think that testosterone is oversold and abused, and they are very reluctant to prescribe testosterone. And others...
I've seen that abuse in bodybuilders.
Oh, yeah. No,
with
clearly.
Bad effect, like brittle bones and later in life.
I never give testosterone to the extent that those guys take testosterone. I always give it just in the normal range or high normal and never to, for frivolous means to get super, muscular or for, athletic performance.
Right.
It's more for health. I mean, look, I took the Hippocratic Oath, and Hippocratic Oath does not state I will make you into a muscular stud.
But Dr. Hoffman, that's what I want.
Well, then go somewhere else.
Yes.
It's a Hippocratic Oath, you know, states that you're supposed to be, well, I forget what it states, but it doesn't state that you're...
First do no harm.
First do no harm is what it states.
Yes, yes.
And that's very central to this, to testosterone, is that, there are harms associated with excess testosterone, and unsupervised testosterone use can be dangerous. So, you can get all kinds of problems, and you can actually, if you don't monitor your prostate, you could have a problem.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I just think that that approach is the ultra-conservative approach, and it's too restrictive.
Wow. Meyer, thank you for your email. Let us know how you're doing.
Yeah, I'd like to hear a follow-up on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See if Meyer can let us know after you've had a second opinion on that, if that's something that he can undergo. Because a man with a testosterone under 200 is not going to, especially a man in their 50s, it's one thing if you're like 80 or something, maybe, that's age appropriate. Mm-hmm. But at 50, you're going to feel devitalized.
Great.
Well, that's on that note.
On that note, thank you, Dr. Hoffman.
Well, thank you, Layla. Another set of great questions. Hope you all find this interesting. You can send your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. Please support our sponsors, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Q&A with Layla. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. With a flu shot unreliable this year, a particularly virulent form of the flu circulating, and antiviral drug stockpiles dwindling, the best medicine is preventive medicine to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests from my audience for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to help get through the season. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Seasonal Immune Support Protocol. My supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information. In addition to the Seasonal Immune Support Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.